Hey guys, it's early, my voice is still developing. I wanted to do kind of a ramble audio because I haven't really done that very often. When I have, it's sort of combined with those audios where I read my YouTube comments. So yeah, I thought I would do a ramble audio just to switch things up. So with that said, I hope you're all having a good weekend. My weekend has been interesting. I went to my grandmother's multiple sclerosis support group. She invited me because she wanted me to meet her friends there, which is really sweet. However, I didn't really talk to them that much because it was more me sitting in the back of the room for 3.5 hours while listening to them chat about their rashes and boils and fungus and stuff like that. So, that was fun. I think the highlight though was when they were doing a Zoom call with some other members of the group who couldn't make it, and so, but they couldn't get the camera going, and so they were struggling with that for like 45 minutes, and, I tried to help a couple times, but the computer was so slow. You would click one button, and then you'd have to wait like 10 minutes for it to process, so that was kind of frustrating. It was really cute though, like when they didn't know how to end the call and then I had to like get up and click the button for them. So they were really sweet, but I'll be honest, it was a miserable 3.5 hours. Speaking of grandmothers, my other grandma, my dad's mom, I think is mad at me because she texted me and I didn't text her back because I forgot, and after a week of no response, she called both of my parents separately to basically tell them that I hadn't texted her back, and in the voicemail that she left my mom, she sounded so mad. She was like, "Still haven't heard back from her. Guess she's busy or whatever." And so I think she hates me. And then I immediately texted her back once I had that friendly reminder. But she hasn't responded, and it's been, I think, like 2 weeks. So I don't think she's ever going to respond. So that's a yikes. I feel bad, but that's how I am with everyone. I'm so bad at texting people back. What else did I want to talk about? Let's see. Oh yes, I went to Disneyland, last week. It was, totally spontaneous. It was not planned whatsoever. But yeah, I went with my mom, and, yeah, it was really fun. It's funny because I think one of you, I think Vader, hi Vader, if you're listening to this, I think you asked in the Q&A if I would go to Disneyland with you, and then a few days later, boom, I went to Disneyland. So that would be really funny if we were there at the same time, can you imagine? So, yeah, it was so pretty. Disneyland is truly beautiful. The architecture, oh my gosh, I was losing my mind over the architecture. It's so cute. Every little building looks like a cottage. Every little building has these little paintings on it, cobblestone. Everything is so cute. And I just want to live there. I wish that the entire world looked like that. I'm so over modern architecture. Why can't every building have like little flowers on it? That's all I ask. Let's see, what else did I do at Disneyland? I went on a couple of rides. I went on Space Mountain, which I think is their most, or one of their most iconic rides. So I definitely felt like I had to go on it. Truth be told, I don't think I'm a roller coaster person. I used to love them, but I guess the child in me, my childhood spark, I guess, is gone, unfortunately, because I don't know, I wasn't too crazy about the roller coasters. And I kind of hate that about myself, but I can't help it. I don't know. I think another part of it was the lines were really long. And I was kind of scared of fainting. The reason for this is because, okay, so I've been to Disneyland twice, or two other times in my lifetime. The first time was when I was 3, so I have no recollection of it, and all I know is that I spent the whole time talking to princesses. And then the second time I went was when I was 10, and I went with my friend and her family, and I got really sick. I got really pale, and I had like a ringing sound in my ears, and I had to sit down, and I felt really nauseous. So that really sucked. And then I spent the rest of the evening sitting in the back of my friend's family's car while my friend and her brother went on roller coasters. So that was really sad. It was kind of sad for everyone because we ended up leaving a little bit earlier than we would have if I hadn't gotten sick, so I felt bad for them that they had to leave early because of me, so it kind of sucked for everyone involved. So yeah, this was my first time going on Space Mountain, all that to say, I don't think I'm a roller coaster person anymore, unfortunately. But I really loved walking around and going into the little shops and looking at the Christmas decorations. It was so pretty. But yeah, I did spend a lot of the time there feeling like I was going to faint because I have low blood pressure and I hadn't eaten much. And then I started having kind of anxiety that I was going to faint. And then I think that kind of made me feel like I was going to faint even more, and it just kind of snowballed, so that sucked. I almost fainted at yoga class, like a week before going to Disneyland, so I think that also made it worse, because I was having flashbacks to yoga class. Basically, what happened was I was doing my yoga poses, as one does, and then I had to sit down because I wasn't feeling well, and I could feel my face going pale, and I didn't know if I could make it out of the building without fainting, and so I had to ask my yoga teacher, professor, to walk me out, and it was kind of embarrassing because all of my classmates, you know, had to watch her escort me out of the classroom, because there's a flight of stairs, and so I wasn't sure if I could make it down the flight of stairs. I worried that I would take one step and then just like tumble down them. So anyway, now I'm on winter break, which is great. I have to do Christmas shopping as soon as possible. I can't believe I still haven't. I planned on getting it all done in like November, but I just haven't had the chance, I guess. So, and now it's like in just a couple weeks till Christmas, and I haven't gotten anyone a single present, so I really need to, maybe I'll do that today. I'll try to get it all done today. I said in my last audio, the barista one, that I haven't done my Christmas shopping, and that was actually very true, except that I don't have 12 siblings to shop for, thankfully, but Yeah, it's hard because my family, or my dad especially, never tells me what he wants for Christmas. So, like, I'll ask and then he'll say something sarcastic, and then I'll ask again, and then he'll say he'll think about it, and then a week goes by, and then I'll ask again, and he'll say something sarcastic again, and it just is a never-ending loop. So, yeah, I need to figure out what to get him. My mom is easier to shop for, though, and my brother is, too. My brother has very kind of, childlike interests. Not in a bad way, obviously, but he's older than me, and he loves, like, Beyblades, and, he really, really loves D&D, Dungeons and Dragons. So, I don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons. I played it a couple times with him, but I couldn't really get into it. But, maybe I'll find him some kind of, I don't know, don't they sell, like, these little kind of figurines that then you paint, and then you use them while playing D&D? Maybe I could get him something like that. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. The only person that I have Christmas shopped for is my uncle, because he literally sent me a link to what he wants for Christmas. Because my dad's side of the family is doing, I don't know what you call it. It's not really a secret Santa, because it's not a secret, but everyone is basically getting only one person a gift. So I got my uncle, and then he emailed me links to clothes that he wants for Christmas. So, yeah, I ordered those, but that doesn't count as Christmas shopping, because all I did was click on a link. So, anyway, in other news, it has been raining and storming so bad lately that I keep waking up in the middle of the night because my little tomato plant outside keeps toppling over from the wind and just like rolling around, knocking into things. It's so loud, and yeah, lately every morning I wake up and there's just soil everywhere outside, because my poor little tomato plant is just getting demolished over and over again. So sad. But I really love the rain. It's supposed to rain, I think, for the next week straight, or at least for the next few days. So I actually kind of like that. Makes me want to read a wait, what do people say? People always say this: snuggle up with a good book. That's how I feel. The problem is that I've been in such a reading slump lately. Like, I have a stack of like 5 library books checked out right now, but I haven't even opened the majority of them because, I don't know, I guess I have no motivation. But also, I guess I haven't really found the time lately. I feel like making audios has gradually become so much more time consuming than it used to be. Like, when I was starting out, it would take me, I don't know, like 2 hours, maybe 3, to edit an audio. And now it's like an 8-hour process to edit my weekly YouTube uploads. So yeah, I don't know why that is. I guess it's either because I don't know, I've gotten more practice in editing, and so I, like, add more sound effects and stuff, or it's because I've just become, like, a perfectionist. I think that's probably it. Because now that I'm making audios for a larger audience than I was, like, 2 years ago, I don't know, I guess I feel more pressure to, you know, make it better, and so I'm more nitpicky with it. I still have just as much fun with it, so that's good. Let's see, what else is new? I got a new pair of pajama pants. They're pink with little gingerbread houses on them. And I got them because all of my other pajama pants are so old that the majority of them are getting holes in them. That's how old they are. So, yeah, I thought it was time to finally take the plunge and buy a new pair of pajama pants that is not completely falling apart. So I'm wearing those now. I love them so much. Yeah, okay, I guess that's all I have to say, so I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm going to record a reading a short story type of audio pretty soon here. Last month, I did that online story generator thing, and you guys seemed to like that, so that was really a really pleasant surprise. I wasn't sure how many people would even want to listen to it, but yeah, you guys liked it, so I'll probably do that again this month. Yeah, okay, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I will be back very soon. Mwah.